This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. Air Force released video it said showed an airdrop of humanitarian aid over Gaza on Wednesday from two planes. More humanitarian aid was being airdropped by multiple countries into Gaza during the first couple of days of Ramadan, when Muslims around the world fast during the day. The Israeli offensive in Gaza has displaced most of Gaza's 2.3 million people and led to critical shortages of food, water, and medicine. The United Nations estimates about a quarter of the population risk starvation, and the trickle of aid is barely scratching the surface of daily needs. A senior official in the European Union is highlighting similarities in the Ukraine-Russia and Israel-Gaza conflicts while saying starvation in Gaza is man-made. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
In a Tuesday address before the UN Security Council, top European Union official Josep Borrell links aid to Ukraine and Gaza. Borrell adds, both Ukraine and the Gaza conflict constitute humanitarian crises. Crises, he says, which are not natural disasters, not a flood, not an earthquake, but man-made.
When we look for alternative ways of providing support by sea or by air, we have to remind that we have to do it because the natural way of providing support through roads is being closed, artificially closed.
I'm Charles de la Desma.
The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is criticizing Russian President Vladimir Putin's remarks that Russia is technically ready for nuclear war. Adrian Watson, a spokesperson for the National Security Council, issued a statement saying Russia's nuclear rhetoric has been reckless and irresponsible throughout this conflict. This is VOA News. Watson also said the administration will continue to support Ukraine as they defend their people and their sovereign territory from Russian aggression. In an interview Wednesday with Russian news outlets, Putin said the nuclear war scenario was not rushing up and he saw no need for the use of nuclear weapons in Ukraine. But Putin also warned that if the U.S. sent troops to Ukraine, it would be considered a significant escalation of the conflict. The U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a bill Wednesday that would give TikTok's Chinese owner ByteDance about 6 months to sell the U.S. assets of the short video app or face a ban. The bill passed 352-65 with strong bipartisan support, but it faces a more uncertain path in the Senate, where some favor a different approach to regulating foreign-owned apps, posing security concerns. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the Senate will review the legislation. The fate of TikTok, used by about 170 million Americans, has become a major issue in Washington. Lawmakers said their offices had received large volumes of calls from teenage TikTok users who opposed the legislation. The Associated Press is reporting that a proposal to install new leadership in Haiti appeared to be crumbling Wednesday. Jean-Charles Moise, an ex-senator and presidential candidate who has teamed up with former rebel leader Guy Philippe, held a news conference Wednesday to announce his rejection of a proposed transitional presidential council backed by the international community. Moise insisted that a three-person presidential council he recently created with Philippe and a Haitian judge should be implemented. Prime Minister Ariel Henry said on Monday he would resign from his post after pressure from the U.S. and the Regional Diplomatic Forum Caribbean Community, better known as CARICOM. The plan was conceived to bring an end to escalating violence by powerful gangs that has led thousands to flee their homes. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters in Washington he expects the transitional council to come together in the next couple of days. Parts of Africa's richest city has been without water or experiencing severe water shortages for nearly 2 weeks. Kate Bartlett reports.
Residents of South Africa's business hub, Johannesburg, are voicing anger over water shortages that have hit the city in the middle of a summer heat wave. Officials said some 50% of Johannesburg water's supply area has been affected by the shortages that have lasted nearly 2 weeks. Johannesburg has a population of almost 6 million people. There have been small protests by residents over the shortages. Businesses have been hit hard, and several hospitals also have been affected. Nurses at one medical center told local media that they were not able to wash their hands. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.